It's the Disneyland with Kids podcast, bringing you travel tips, park tidbits, and the best Southern California travel deals.
Welcome to the Disneyland with Kids podcast. I'm Jessica from The Happiest Vlog on Earth, and I'm here live with
Becca from This Crazy Adventure Called Life.
This season, we want to bring you the best holiday gifts, and of course, the best holiday gifts have to do with Disney. So, some ideas for you, but also some ideas for you to send the gift givers their way. So yes. Forward this along to them, send them a link to the podcast so they know what you really want for the holidays this season. Becca, ultimate holiday Disney gift for you, like ultimate, what would you ask for?
Mine would be that holiday at Disney Adventures by Disney where they take you to every single hall, every single park.
Yes,
that would be my ultimate God. But so cool. That's kind of spendy for most of us for a Christmas gift. But this year my kids, and they already know their main gift, they are getting a Disney vacation to their first time to Walt Disney World. And so we were able to do that by working with our partners at Getaway Today, and we have exclusive rates for you guys on Disneyland tickets, hotels, and then they have the best prices on Walt Disney World as well. And you can get that rate either by going to disneylandwithkids.info/book, or you can call them at 855-GETAWAY and tell them that we sent you the Disney with Kids podcast so that you can lock in our exclusive rates. These are not available on their normal website. So definitely go there. That's the ultimate gift, obviously. But one thing I want to talk about with that is I know we're big experienced people, and something for years that people have told me is that they hate the idea of there being nothing under the tree, nothing there for the kids to have that morning. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like the perfect way to lead to this bigger gift is with some small gifts that they will be able to open. Don't just have the trip be the thing that they open, but you can have toys that they open or things that they can use on the trip.
Right.
So I think that could be something like princess dresses. If you have someone into princesses, it could be luggage, especially for older like teens and stuff. You can also do things like dolls or toys or ears. You can order them from Shop Disney. There's a lot of stuff you could do. You could get them their autograph books. Mm-hmm. You could get them a camera that they can, their own little camera to have.
Yes, and film is so in right now. Absolutely. People are re-getting like this little camera, the Polaroid type one.
Yes.
So cute.
So there's lots of options you could do, but have fun with it and have it lead to that surprise. So what are your Disney gifts that you are hoping you get under the tree? Well, besides the Adventures by Disney.
I know. If I was going to do like an ultimate one, our family has not done a Disney cruise. Ooh. And I definitely want to do one of those. I would love to do that with extended family as well. I just think it's such a fun idea. And I've been on different cruise lines before, but I think going on Disney is exactly what I need. And I've heard people also say that, you know, Disney parks is a trip, but a Disney cruise is a vacation.
Yes, because you get more time to relax.
I am definitely down for that.
I totally think that should be like probably not this year's gift, I'm sure, because it's a little soon for you for that big of a gift. But I think that's what you should gift next year.
I know.
Because your kids are getting older. You don't have much longer with them, but they're a great age for cruising, like teens and stuff. So definitely. I'm holding you to it. Okay. Get away today. Make sure Jessica books that cruise so she can give it to her family next year.
I am fine with like actually traveling on Christmas too. Like I would be fine for that to be not only the gift, but doing it on Christmas. So there's different ways you can gift. You can gift a future one, or you can gift that travel like during the holidays. So I think either one would be super fun.
And for holidays like Christmas and Halloween, they have the like Christmas on the High Seas or, you know, Halloween at High Seas. So they do fun ones. I totally think that's what you should do next Christmas.
So fun.
I think you should. So okay. And I'll tell your husband he has to allow it. So
he always listens to Becca.
Yeah, right. The whole one time we talked. Okay. So, but what about like smaller gifts? What are you thinking?
Okay. So I'm definitely more experienced person anyways. Mm-hmm. So I think gifting different Disney experiences. So Disney on Ice is back. If you need a little Disney in your life closer to home, I would say a D23 gold membership for sure.
Yes. And we do have an episode on that. Mm-hmm. And I think if you can sign up for it early enough that I don't think you can this year. I think it'd be too late, but it comes with a welcome gift.
Yes.
So there will be a physical aspect. It comes, to it.
Yeah. So you're saying to have time to like open.
But yeah.
So it is physical things and it spreads it out throughout the year, but mm-hmm. I would listen to that episode for sure. But one of the coolest recent gifts that I've given that is Disney themed. I found, and there's several artists that do this now, but I have it listed on my website, an artist that will make your pet into an illustration that's like Disney-fied pet.
Oh, okay.
So if you could think about like Lady and the Tramp or the Bambi characters or any sidekicks from Disney animation, they just have those like gorgeous big eyes and they're just a little more like rounded and just... I mean, your pets are adorable as is, right? Mm-hmm. So you give some pictures of your pet via email to this artist, and then you will get a custom Disney-esque portrait of your pet. And I gave those to different family members who have dogs, and they are the cutest, and it totally looks like your pet. It's custom. It's one of a kind. And it's such a special, unique gift for anyone, but especially Disney fans.
Yeah, definitely. That's a really good one. I love that. And we'll put a link to that in the show notes so you can see it there, to that article that you mentioned. One thing, I think you know what I'm really big on as far as a physical item that you can gift. I have a whole like list of like 75 of them.
Yeah, and I'm thinking I might be getting those for some friends this year too.
Disney board games. There are so many now. They have some that are themed after rides. Like there's a Jungle Cruise one. I don't think the replayability, is that how you'd say it?
Sure.
The replay value, there we go, is as great on that one. But like Haunted Mansion, they have it, great replay value. And they have a different version for Disneyland and for Walt Disney World on that one now.
Cool.
They have an Indiana Jones one now. Okay. They have, of course, millions of Monopolies, whether you want Pixar or Star Wars. Right? Then you have the things like Villainous. But the new one that I've gotten, and it keeps going on Prime deals every now and then, is Disney Sidekicks. And it's you're the sidekicks, but your heroes have been captured. And you have to go save them. And you work as a team, all the players do, to defeat the villains. And it's been going on sale for like around $5 to $6. It's normally like a $25 game.
Amazing.
So I do have my Amazon storefront. I have a full list of Disney board games that I love most. I've either played almost every single one of them or owned. Like I own about 32 of them at least. But I've played a lot of them with friends. I need to start putting like videos with them so that people can see how to play. But great option. We'll have that down in the show links as well.
So one that I was thinking about, which I feel like I've seen, is Disney Candyland. Does that exist?
Yes, it does. So like, you can even buy that one at the park. They have,
but just a little Disney element.
Yeah, we also have the villain Clue.
I love Clue. So that would be really
fun. We really love Clue, but they have a new one out for the Disney 100 that we just bought, and my kids keep wanting to play it. I'm like, I don't know, because I think I want to use it as something on my social, but it's Disney trivia with over 2,000 Disney trivia things.
We need to play that on this episode, on a podcast
episode. Okay, we're going to. Yes, we will. We 100% will. I'll have to like send you home with some cards. Yeah. And you can read some of them to me.
So cool.
So they have that. And then like there's the Hocus Pocus one. There's so many. You can, and there's so many different types. There's the strategy games. There's the team play. There's just a ton of different things. Preschool. Like my favorite Scrabble purchase as a parent is the Disney Junior Scrabble, because on one side it's a regular Scrabble board, so you get like a double play of it, but this other side is a junior version where the words are already spelled out and like you're just trying to get the right tiles to spell onto those words. And so it's like you get two games for a price of one.
That's really cool. Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I have the Monopoly the castle one.
Yeah, the Disney park. So I have that really one as well. And there was we have the Game of Life that is Disney Parks themed too.
Perfect.
And at the end you choose, you know, like in regular life you choose like either this mansion retirement place or like the little tiny one. This one is you choose the Walt Disney World Castle or the Disneyland Castle.
Who did that? How did that pass through like the hierarchy?
Are you kidding? Choose. And I'm like, I'll go with Disneyland because it's the original.
It's like the ultimate debate.
But you get the bigger prize.
It's awful. But you also have to live in Florida.
Yeah. Who wants to do that? That's true.
Visiting sounds great, but it's not a good spot. You know, California girl for sure.
So anything else that you could think of? Let's talk stocking stuffers.
Love it. Okay, I'm a huge fan of the Lip Smack brand. I'm obsessed with like all things chapstick. So they have Marvel ones, they have Star Wars ones, they have princess ones. Definitely bring me all the Lip Smackers.
Yeah. In fact, you Marco Polo me from a Target. You're like, because they have these, they have to get one for each of us. So you bought it.
They were like novelty ones that come like on a keychain and like
So
it's a real thing.
Yeah,
obsession with Lip Smackers.
Yeah. So other things that I think make great stocking stuffers are like just the little figurines if you have a kid within it, but they also have like mini Lego sets. Mm-hmm. And so one of my kids got the like it's like this big once it's made. And those that are listening can't see how big I'm saying, but it's not very big, but it's a small Millennium Falcon.
Cute.
And so they have that and it fits nicely in the stockings. Mm-hmm. There's so many Lego sets out now that are Disney for the Disney 100. It's the perfect time to do it. And those make great, great presents for kids and adults alike. So I love that. Yeah,
that's perfect.
Yeah. That's super cute. So, and of course, almost everything nowadays has licensed Disney. Like you have Scentsy, that if you have someone that's really into scents and smells and
or
candles,
candies.
Yeah, there's candies. Yeah. There's so much Disney stuff.
My bananas are Disney and Pixar.
Yes,
they come with a little. Produce.
Yeah, Well, you can even get the fresh produce and the Mickey shaped.
I know.
For kids. It's crazy, but there's so much. Well, they're for kids in my house because they take them for their lunches. But yeah, there's just so much that you can get. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. Like you can even find things at the dollar store sometimes, or $1.25 store. Sorry.
I know. Right?
But definitely keep an eye out for those things. You'll see them in the dollar sections a lot at regular stores. You can check out Shop Disney as well for some deals. They have deals all season long usually.
Books too.
Books are a great one.
Wouldn't necessarily be stocking, but like I have. Because you were talking about Disney 100, some of the like collectible Disney 100 series, like coffee table style books for adults. And then there's even like series for like
Kingdom Keepers.
Yes.
Yeah. So all of those are really Isle of the Lost. All those are really good options as well. And of course, now you have the Percy Jackson series coming out.
Nice.
And so anything that Percy Jackson is kind of Disney now.
We want to know, what is your dream Disney gift? Because we shared ours. Mine was a cruise. Becca's was the Adventures by Disney. Yes. What would be your dream Disney gift? Let us know in the Disneyland with Kids Facebook group. And of course, Let us know how we can help you plan your trips to the parks on a Disney cruise or Aulani in Hawaii, because our partners can help get you there, and so can we. We're so happy to have you with us and hope you listen in every time and give us a review wherever you listen. We'll see you guys real soon.